We have a press conference about to unfold now at the Redcliffe Dolphins. Can we get to that? It looks as though some officials are talking right now. Let's tune in on this.
I would think. And we're really excited about it and excited about Wayne's plans for the future. And we couldn't be more delighted. So, thank you.
Wayne, how honoured are you to be the inaugural coach? Yeah, I feel very privileged, actually. I started the season, I had no idea this would happen, none at all whatsoever. So it's been quite a journey, and I'm pleased to be back in Brisbane. I'm pleased to be here. Last week you said it took a bit of negotiating. What was that? Was it only dollars, or was it pretty much No, it wasn't dollars. It was just about philosophies and things that I wanted to make sure, and they wanted to make sure that I was on the same page as them and vice versa. Yeah, that were the main issues, and just wanted to make sure that we're going to be compatible and make it work, because I can't make it work by myself. I need all the support that's sitting here at the table with me today, and so when we are all on the same page.
Wayne, you feel like you're starting from the start, or given this is an established club, does that change things?
No, it does change things. This is an established club, and I recognise that, and it's my job to come in here and work within this framework. You know, when we started in 1988 at the Broncos, it was a whole different. We had no club, we had no ground. We had virtually nothing, but it's a wonderful, wonderful facility here. It's extremely well run, very successful. So it's a different context. Job's still the same, but a different context.
Can I ask you, Wayne, Moreton Bay Council have come out and said that they're going to be the Moreton Bay Dolphins. You're the head coach. What do you think? What do you think they're going to do?
Well, it's up to these gentlemen here. They can answer that for you. And I'm just arrived as head coach today. I don't want to get into any arguments to start with.
We're known as Dolphins, that's what we'll be known as. Moreton Bay Council are pretty good mates with Peter Flannery, the mayor, and most of the councillors, or all the councillors. Known Peter for nearly 20 years. Very, very keen to push his agenda, which is, you know, he's mayor of Moreton Bay Regional Council. He's got to do that, and it's all part of his job. And I can understand that they really need to have something that can solidify their council. But unfortunately, you know, we're in Moreton Bay Regional Council. Not unfortunately, but we're in Moreton Bay Regional Council. That's where our base is. That's where we operate from. But, you know, we want to appeal. We're a national brand, and we need to appeal to way more people in South East Queensland.
Should that be part of the philosophy of being part of the community club that you're now
Wayne, have you identified a coaching staff that will be with you?
No, I haven't. But obviously, it'll be an important decision, and I'm just kind of sitting back at the moment. You know, we've got 12 months grace there, so. But hopefully, our plan is to get someone to take my place when my time's up, and have it. As we've just done at South Sydney, it works, and it's in the best interest of everybody that we move in that direction, and that's been part of the negotiations, and that's the way we're going. Anybody that plays rugby league?
I guess on that though, the club has sort of made it pretty clear they want to try and get as much Queensland talent as they can in. You've had some recent experience with the Maroons. There's some of those guys who are off contract. Would they be the kind of players you want to target?
Yeah, well, look, you've got a $9.5 million salary cap, and you've got to get some marquee players, so that'll be our priority to get those and build the other players around them. I mean, one of the differences here in this situation is in, you know, 88, was a lot of State of Origin players that were playing in Brisbane club football, and a number from this club that came to the Broncos to start that. Well, we don't have that luxury this time. They're all playing in the NRL now at clubs, so we've got to work through that and, you know, come up with the best roster we possibly can to start with.
Wayne, it's crucial that this club obviously is competitive from day one to obviously establish itself in the competition. Do you think they can be competitive in the first round?
Absolutely. I mean, I want to thank Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo as well, because the faith they showed in me to want to, you know, make sure that I was part of this group here and part of the original setup, because they want the team to be competitive as well. I'm confident about that, but, you know, we've got to
lot of decisions to make. We've got to get them right, and then we've got to bring a team together. So it's not going to be easy, and will we be successful straight off the bat? Who knows? But we'll be doing the absolute best we can and build and set up the building blocks to make sure it's a strong club.
Is there enough time?
Absolutely. There's enough time. I'm not. The time's great, actually. Please, we're not starting this 2022.
Club's being set up to be direct rivals to the Broncos, club you have a lot of history with. What about that excites you?
I don't believe that. I don't believe they've been set up to be rivals to the Broncos. And, you know, I'll make a point to you all here today. My time with the Broncos is over. I'm here at Redcliffe, the Dolphins, and I want them to be the best club. And I'm not going to be looking over my shoulder at any other club in the NRL. My total focus on what we can do here and how we can enhance what they've already built here.
There's obviously not going to be a lot of players that want to play under you, Wayne, but current Broncos, former Broncos, things like that, you obviously want to rely a lot on the relationships you've built with those certain players.
Well, I want the good players to come here and want to feel comfortable here, but there's just more than me being here that'll bring them here, and that's the concept that I'll be buying into and I want everyone else to buy into. This is a wonderful club, great area, and it's not about one person.
Wayne, you mentioned that you're moving on from the Broncos, but when you started the Broncos were built off values and ethics with the four founders and yourself that started that. Surely you're going to take some of those principles into
absolutely. I'm going to take what works. I don't care where I got it from. I'm going to take that. I'm, you know, pretty good at working out what doesn't work and try and stay away from that. But, look, the thing that I want to establish here with this is a trust, and the players can feel that there's a place here that they're always going to be comfortable, welcome at, and build relationships with the staff and the players, because they're the things that work in clubs.
Is it important to build relationships with the community as well to get the fan base on board?
Absolutely. But the better we play them, the better we'll build that relationship as well. So, and if they see a team here that's trying hard every week, we won't always win, but doing their best every week, and that's what I'll be aiming to do here, is to have a team that, whether we win or lose, you're going to see a team that really tries hard and does their best for you.
So there you go. Wayne Bennett officially announced as head coach of the Dolphins. That is breaking news that's happening right now, and you heard it here first on 1170 SEN and 1620 SEN on the Gold Coast, talking about the Dolphins being an established club, such great facilities. Didn't want to buy into the naming part. There was questions around the Moreton Bay Dolphins there that sort of went off track, then came back to Bennett about the coaching staff that he'll start to piece together, and he's made it clear that what he'll do there is what they did at South Sydney, is that they'll look for a successor first. So the coaching staff will involve who's going to take over when Wayne Bennett leaves the Dolphins. In terms of players, marquee, top of the list. Interesting that he thanks both Peter Volandis and Andrew Abdo there in their backing to make this happen. So obviously there was some consideration around this at the NRL level. 1 year is enough time, he said. He's happy and pleased that it's not 2022, so 1 year is enough time to build the club and make it successful. And he's not set up to rival the Broncos, not looking over his shoulder. So a lot more to pick out of that with Wayne Bennett, but it's now official. He is the coach of the Dolphins as of 2023.